UK Prime Minister David Cameron gave his backing today to plans to shield British children from the spread of sexualized imagery in magazines, advertising, and music videos. Cameron said the Bailey Review, a report into the sexualization of children, represented a giant step forward for protecting childhood and making Britain more family-friendly. The report recommends lewd pop videos be restricted to later television slots and magazines featuring sexualized images covered up on shelves. It also wants a new website to be created for parents to complain about inappropriate marketing. Miranda Suit is the co-founder of the British charity Safer Media, and she told Charles Collins parents need support in protecting their children.
Well, the background to the Bailey Review, which has been done by the government and the Mothers' Union, chaired by the Mothers' Union, is that a lot of organisations, a lot of individuals in Britain over several years now have been very concerned because it's almost impossible to protect your child from sexualised media. And so there have been sexualised or sexually suggestive clothing has been on sale in the shops, sexually explicit billboards, sexually explicit programs, films, videos. And although we have a watershed to protect children, and we don't at Safer Media think that's particularly effective, but even that has not been abided by. And so we're grateful that there's been a review in response to a lot of parental concern. Now, as to how good this review is, we've only been able to have first impressions thus far. We think it's definitely very promising, because David Cameron appears to be very much in support of it. And the initial impressions are that they are listening to the very serious concerns of parents and children's charities and groups such as Safer Media. What they're doing is really, at this point it appears, trying to get the regulators, because of course there are regulators who are supposed to be focusing on these issues, trying to get the regulators to do a much better job and to tighten up their guidelines, and trying to get shops, news agents, broadcasters to also almost self-regulate. We are a little sceptical about self-regulation because we don't think it's worked in other industries such as banking. But on the other hand, apparently industry and regulators will be called in to Downing Street to speak to the Prime Minister in October. He will ask them what measures they've taken. They will, it appears, get 18 months to improve their regulation regarding children and sexualization. And it appears that if at this point they're being told if they don't self-regulate effectively, then there will be government legislation. So this looks promising. It does appear that still parents and campaigners are going to have to take a lot of action, because it seems that David Cameron wants people to complain to particular websites so that they have a central point for public response. And obviously, if it turns out that not many people do complain, I suspect the issue will sort of fall by the wayside. So it will need individuals to continue to be very vigilant. And but we hope that in the long run, it may have some really beneficial effects. And of course, that it will support parents as they're trying to raise healthy children, because that's really what's at the bottom of all of it.
Given the current economic situation in the UK and, of course, around the world, how important is it for parents, often when both parents are working, to have this extra support from the regulators and from the industries involved?
We think it's absolutely vital to give parents support, because there are going to be more parents where both father and mother are working. There are going to be more pressures on families in general. And certainly the biggest complaint we've had as a charity at Safer Media is from parents who say that they are trying very hard to protect their children, and sometimes they succeed within their home to create a very family-friendly environment. But as soon as the child's outside, or as soon as the child is on the internet unsupervised, there's a terrible world of very explicit sexual material out there. And they have said that because in the past the government have tended to emphasise parental responsibility, and of course parental responsibility is very important, but very responsible parents have been finding that even they cannot do a good enough job, in their opinion, because, as the Bailey Review says, there is this wallpaper throughout our environment of sexually explicit images.
Now, this review came out not exactly in conjunction, but around the same time as the British Retail Consortium has come out with new guidelines too about, for example, inappropriate children's clothing. Now, when we look at something like this, children can't buy these things. Parents have to buy them for their children. How big of a concern is that for you?
Well, it is very concerning because it appears some parents don't realize how harmful this type of material can be. And certainly all the research suggests that sensitizing children to sexuality too early on is not a good idea. So that some parents don't seem to be aware of the harm. Some parents, unfortunately, are negligent, and we do know that there's a minority that just really don't consider their children closely enough and all their particular needs. But then there are also those parents that will come under a lot of pressure from their children, who are then being pressurized by their peer group or by the media. And so we're not condemning any parents. You know, we know the pressure. Pippa Smith and I, who run Safer Media, have, between us, we've got seven children who are now older, but we started campaigning when our children were all teenagers because we knew the pressures that you try to be a good parent, but if there are things in the shops that your children feel they ought to have, then it can be really quite a battle, you know, explaining it to them, warning them, trying to distract their attention. So it's something that really a society and a government needs to take very seriously, because if you raise children who are not going to be healthy, well-balanced adults, then the whole community will suffer. And I think this is where perhaps David Cameron is beginning to realize that you've got to actually have healthy children, and part of their health is their sexuality, in order to have a healthy adult population that's going to provide a prosperous country.